I jumped, and... You know, one thing a guy never thinks about when he's concentrating on higher mathematics and complex formulas is what might happen if the barrel turned out to be empty. I mean, it's reasonable to assume that our garbage barrel contains garbage, right? Otherwise, it would be kind of silly to be jumping into it. In security work, we seldom enter empty barrels for the simple reason that emptiness in and of itself contains very little of interest to us. However, what I'm sort of driving at in a roundabout manner is that every once in a while, our guy jumps into a barrel that's empty. This always comes as a shock. I mean, we don't train for this type of situation because instead of landing on a soft heap of newspapers, I plunged into the inner darkness and landed hard at the, well, at the bottom, of course, down there amongst the eggshells and coffee grounds. Obviously, I had picked the wrong barrel. Obviously, Slim had thrown my priceless corn cob into one of the other two. Obviously, I was trapped in a stinking trash can. And obviously, I didn't intend to spend the rest of my life there. In other words, I needed to get out. I was studying on this latest problem when a face appeared in the circle of daylight above me. It was the face of a cat, a smirking, sniveling, insolent, unbearable cat.
My, my, you finally found your place in this world.
Step easy, cat. I'm in no mood for your mouth. He lifted his right paw and gave it several long, slow strokes with his tongue.
Oh, Hanky, you'll never guess what I found in this other barrel.
There was something in his tone of voice that made me just a little bit, huh? Maybe you'd better tell me what you found in the other barrel and be quick about it. He wasn't quick about it, not at all. He crouched down on the rim and started purring and twitching the end of his tail. As you know, I hate that tail twitching business.
I found a corn cob. Isn't that a coincidence?
A growl began deep in my throat and was amplified by the emptiness of the barrel. No, it's not a coincidence. That's my priceless corn cob, and you know it.
Well, maybe it was yours, Hanky, but...
It was mine. It is mine. It always will be mine. He closed his eyes and purred and smiled.
Finders keepers, losers weepers. What's to keep me from taking it away and hiding it from you?